know it's a Blue King Brown production. You know
I'm really curious to see who steps up to the plate in the near future politically. I think that the two major parties' leaders right now are not very strong leaders at all, and there's not a lot of weight behind this whole campaign, and there's a big gap in Australia's leadership.
This music is about life. It's about the people and this planet. The world we live in today, the challenges that prepare us, the history that inspires us to change, the battles that surround us, and the victories that wait for us.
The release date. How will there be some kind of resonating theme there? Will this be in time for you to kind of contemplate, to celebrate?
That's it. You buy yourself some fresh, conscious music, and then you go and vote the next day. To be honest, I was kind of hoping they wouldn't call the election until sometime later in the year, which would have given us a chance to get on the road and as we're about to tour and just speak about a few things that we find important and just encourage the youth to vote as well. But, you know, there's been some great victories around, you know, enrolling to vote this year round, which is great. So it's all happening. Album come, election come, we'll see.
We were lucky enough to do a lot of the recording in Kingston, Jamaica. We were working with a longtime Mali family engineer who had some quite good inroads over there. So we went and visited Tuff Gong, Bob Marley's studios.
Did you feel that there was something that was being channeled there in terms of that energy?
Just as soon as you walk in, you could feel the vibe. You know, it was there, it was ever present. And there's still old techs that worked with Bob still working there and just had amazing stories to share. There's a strong vibe there, and we knew as soon as we walked in, yeah, we got to do some recording here.
What can we expect from the album, just from the first single?
Woman's Revolution, a song that we've now collaborated with The Body Shop and Childwise on a really important issue.
We've donated it for free download for anyone who goes through either our website or The Body Shop or Childwise and signs a petition to help basically stop child sex slavery and the human trafficking industry, a worldwide issue and concern. And I think that any human being would feel the same. Of course, we had to come on board and help. And to date, over 70,000 Australians have now signed the petition.
I mean, you say these things, I mean, any human being would, but yet it's not something that you do encounter a lot in Australia, in particular with music. How much do you feel that as performers or musicians feel it's almost your duty to get these messages out there?
Our music and our lyrics, we sing and speak about these things because it's what we're passionate about, it's what has come naturally. I guess that's what comes through in our music, and what we've found is that our message and our music have married well. They've bound well together, and that's what people, I think, enjoy with Blue King Brown, is that it's positive music that you can dance to. We also like to make you think a little bit.
The live setting of a concert, which is such a big part of who we are, it's for everyone to focus their energy on one thing, and if you get people excited just musically and then people are open and receptive to these ideas, and you can create a great feeling of oneness in that moment with the people, and what they do from there is do their own thing and create positive change in their own way.
Yeah, it's important that we carry the energy with us from this. Yeah, I've seen many concerts that I've been inspired by. You know, it's a great thing to try and remember to carry the energy with you and not just leave it in that moment, which is so fantastic, but remember that feeling that you get and take it with you and share it, you know, spread it through the community. And I think what's important about music and our music is something that we really find valuable, is that we hope that it is not only, you know, a voice a representation of what it's like to be here on Earth at this time from our generation's perspective, but also we really are into supporting all the amazing organizations that are out there on the front line every single day.
When you go on tour, how hardcore are you guys when it comes to practicing what you preach? Is there a vegetable oil-fueled tour bus?
We have in the past worked with some organizations to offset all touring. We offset all our flights always.
We put a lot of money into our activism work. We do it in various ways, and we do a lot of campaigning with various organizations, and we decided to take it upon ourselves to direct our money into places that we feel it's needed.
Looking back toward some of the other songs in Australian history that have played quite a pivotal role, New Sensation of INXS being the kind of Mark Latham embodiment of character. Now, if you were approached to, in fact, provide one of your own songs to a campaign or a press conference of that description, what would you put out there?
Oh, there's a whole list of them. We've got Come and Shake Your Hair, yeah. Stand Up. Moment of Truth, I think, of the new album, is a song that really captures a lot of the philosophy behind Blue King Brown, our music and what we stand for and what we hope to see in the future. So maybe one of those three.
Moment of Truth.
Sounds timely.
We won't take it no more.